Verse 6, and Esau took his wives and his sons and his daughters and all his household and his livestock. Well, consecutive, our verb to take is the cow, imperfect third match and singular, lakach. L-A-Q-A-C-H. He took, that being Esau, proper noun. And what he took is introduced by the sign of direct object. His wives is a common feminine plural noun construct with the third masculine singular suffix Ishashah, I-S-H-S-H-A-H. And, wow, conjunction. Then you have the sign of direct object again, denoting additional things that he takes. The same construction throughout here. His sons is a common masculine plural construct, third masculine singular suffix, noun ben, B-E-N. And, wow, conjunction, sign of direct object. His daughters, common feminine plural construct, bath, with the third masculine singular suffix, B-A-T-H. And all is household, wow, conjunction, sign of direct object. All is your common masculine singular noun construct, kol, A-O-L. And then household is literally nephesh, common feminine plural construct, N-E-P-H-E-S-H, literally means soul. So those humans of the house is what's in view here, which the soul sets the human being apart from the rest of the animal world, even though they may not act like it. Then you have the word for house or household. Souls is not in the English there. Common masculine singular construct, third masculine singular suffix, bayith. All the souls of his house, B-A-Y-I-T-H. Wow, conjunction, sign of direct object. And then our noun for livestock, cattle, as it may be, it can include sheep, all those things. Common masculine singular construct, third masculine singular suffix, Mekinah, M-I-Q-E-N-E-H. And all his cattle is there set apart here as a larger domestic animals here is the idea. You had the wow conjunction, sign of direct object, our noun kol repeated, common masculine singular construct, and then their noun for cattle or beast is a common feminine singular construct, the third masculine singular suffix, his cattle, behemah, B-E-H-E-M-A-H. And all his goods, wow conjunction, sign of direct object, our noun kol, and then our noun for goods or acquisitions, his wealth, is a common masculine singular construct, third masculine singular suffix, Kinean, 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 Q-I-N-E-Y-A-N, which he had acquired in the land of Canaan. He had the relative pronoun Asher, A-S-H-E-R. Our verb he had acquired is the cow perfect third masculine singular, Rakesh, R-A-K-A-S-H, to acquire or collect in the land of Canaan, preposition bet, followed with the noun, common feminine singular construct, Eretz, E-R-E-T-S, Canaan, proper noun, and went to another land away from his brother Jacob. And went is wow consecutive, followed with our verb to literally walk, cow imperfect third masculine singular halak, H-A-L-A-K, to the land. Here you have the preposition L, instead of in the land, to the land, E-L, land again, Eretz, E-R-E-T-S, away from is your preposition men, plus the common both plural noun construct, our word literally for faces, paneh, I forgot to put the P P-A-N-E-H. Transliteration in the notes here. Away from the presence of, literally, Jacob, proper noun, his brother, pronoun for brother, comma, masculine singer, constructor, masculine singer, suffix, ach, A-C-H. Then we're told the reason that motivated him to pack up lock, stock, and barrel here and move. Verse 7, for their property had become too great for them to live together. The land where they sojourned could not sustain them because of their livestock. Yeah, the conjunction key, K-I-Y, for or because. Then you have the cow, perfect third masculine singer verb, hayah, H-A-Y-A-H, because it became, literally, their property is their collection of stuff, is a common masculine singer, construct third masculine plural noun, rekush, rekash, rekush, R-E, the noun, R-E-K-U-S-H. Too great. You have the adjective matching singer or absolute. Rav. R-A-B. For them to live together. Preposition men. Our verb to live here is the cal infinity construct. Yashav. Y-A-S-H-A-B. From living or dwelling together is your adverb yekada, yekada, y-a-c-h-e-d-d-a-w. It means united, hence together. And the land where they sojourned could not sustain them because of their livestock. While conjunction, then you had the negative particle lo, l-o. And then the verb to be able, hence with the negative not able, you the cow, perfect third feminine singer, yakal, y-a-k-a-l. And it was not able, literally, the land, Eretz, common feminine singer, construct. Then you have our verb, or our noun, sojourning, or lodging. You have the common masculine plural construct, third masculine plural suffix, magor, M-A-G-O-R. It was not able, the land, their lodging, literally. Then finally have your verb to sustain or support. That's coupled with the preposition lamed, and the cal infinity construct nasa, N-A-S-A. It literally means to lift or carry, hence unable to sustain or support. Them is your sign of direct object with the third masculine plural suffix eth, E-T-H. Then you have the preposition men, followed with the common both plural noun construct. Literally again, our word for faces, paneh. Before the presence is a literal interpretation here, or translation, P-A-N-E-H. Their livestock, again, are noun with the third masculine plural suffix, McKenna, M-I-Q-E-N-E-H. Because of the presence, their livestock is why it was not able to support, the land is not able to support. Verse 8, so Esau lived in the hill country of Seir. And then again, we're told Esau is Edom. At first, you have the verb to live or dwell with the wow consecutive, cow and perfect third masculine singer, Yashav, Y-A-S-H-A-B. And he dwelt or lived, proper noun Esau, in the hill country, hills, mountains. You have the preposition bet. Followed with the noun, common masculine singer, construct har, H-A-R, hill or mountain, of Seir, proper noun. Then you have the pronoun, third masculine singular, who himself is, being, himself being, Edom, proper noun. All right, well, we would just start all over again by the time I got back. So we got the Hebrew out of the way. We'll pick this back up when we resume our Bible classes next in January. Keep us in your prayers, Ann and I. We'll be traveling a little bit, not too far. We'll keep you in our prayers. Stay the course. Keep your STA under wraps. Because this is my time to let mine go. No, just kidding. But I'll see you when we get back. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, continue to light us to these things. In Jesus' name, amen.